This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
There they go jumping, and I have no idea how.
You don't know how to jump?
I have not had enough energy this week to jump or do anything, let alone just sit here.
I feel like you and me have been the two struggling the most of the show. But then again, we were also the two that were out till like 2 a.m. every single night.
We were the two that were trying to convince everybody else to pull an all-nighter every night.
And Danny was being Mr. Responsible because he kind of helped run the convention that we were at. Taryn would just disappear and take a nap on it.
Right. So it makes sense why you and I are struggling the most.
Yeah.
Let's get to Lindsay from Renton. Lindsay, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Lindsay has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In sports, MVP stands for what?
Most valuable player.
Correct. What is the national bird of the United States?
The eagle?
Yes. Olympic breakdancer Rachel Gunn goes by what B-girl name?
Reagan?
Yeah. Who played Sam Malone in the sitcom Cheers?
Ted Danson.
Correct. Who was the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Yes. The Green Monster is a nickname for the left field wall at what baseball stadium?
Wrigley Park.
No.
No, Red Sox Stadium. I pass.
What social network actor voiced Blue in the animated musical comedy Rio?
Pass.
There are two countries more populated than the United States, India and what other country?
China.
Yes. Which planet has the strongest gravity?
Venus?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. How many seasons did the Vampire Diaries have?
Wow.
8.
Yes! Whoa. Woo! Even me totally screwing up that question. Lindsay, you got it correct. You got 8 correct.
Holy cow.
That is a great score, Lindsay. I'm going to be so happy if you win.
That's how you start a Friday.
That is. Steve getting a loss? That feels so great. Woo!
What is happening?
I'm excited. I feel like I haven't been really excited about a contestant in a while. But I'm really excited about Lindsay. Ooh. So, Steve, you better put your thinking cap on. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
In sports, MVP stands for what?
Most valuable player.
You know it. What is the national bird of the United States?
The bald eagle.
Yes. Mm. Olympic breakdancer Rachel Gunn goes by what B-girl name?
Oh, it's our favorite dancer, Ray Gunn.
She's my girl, yeah. Who played Sam Malone in the sitcom Cheers?
Ted Danson.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Yes. The Green Monster is a nickname for the left field wall at what baseball stadium?
Oh, I was going to say the Red Sox. Fenway Park.
Yes. Lindsay knew it, but not really. What social network actor voiced Blue in this animated musical comedy Rio?
Jesse Eisenberg?
What in the world? Oh, yes. What? There are two countries more populated than the United States. India and what other country?
Kind of looks like Michael Cera, too, I always thought. Excuse me?
What? Really? There are two countries more populated than the United States. India and what other country?
I'm going to go with Japan.
No.
China.
Correct. Which planet has the strongest gravity?
Earth.
No.
Venus.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Damn it.
How many seasons did the Vampire Diaries have?
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
Three.
No.
Damn it. I'm starting off. Ooh. I thought I was going to get a perfect 10.
Me too, for a sec. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a tie, 8-8.
No.
Okay, I'll take it. It's not a win, but it's not a loss.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Expert analysis, yes.
That's how it works.
See, I am. I like to be tied sometimes, so I'm...
Yeah,
you go back to that kinky test. No, sorry.
Oh, my God. You never...
12%, Steve.
12%.
12%.
12% total.
12.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're fine with it, but I still feel bad that it was only 12%.
Hey, don't kink shame me.
You know what? I think I'm going to get you a little gift.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want that gift.
Well, you're going to get that gift whether you want it or not.
It doesn't matter if I score high on the kink test or low on the kink test. If you guys make fun of me, that is kink shaming.
That's true.
And I will not tolerate it.
Well, I'm kink shaming that. Yes, I totally am.
I'm not judging you guys, you dirty animals.
You dirty animals, you. Two that you didn't know that Lindsay did. The planet with the strongest gravity is Jupiter. And the Vampire Diaries had 8 seasons. I know.
She knew that with confidence.
She did. She probably was a fan. I've never seen an episode.
I don't even know what channel it would be on.
Probably like the CW or something.
It sounds like a CW show.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
Download the Odyssey app, get yourself logged in, and listen to KISW for your chance to win your share of $100,000. All the info on the contest is at KISW.com. There's a band who was asked to take an iconic Seattle rock song and turn it into a jazz tune.
I like that you did the jazz hands when you said that.
How can you say jazz without the jazz hands?
Let me try. Jazz. No, you can't.
You can't. Have to do the hands.
Yep.
Well, the results were impressive, and we're going to let you know how it sounded after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
A jazz ensemble was given a challenge. They were told to do their best at covering Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box.
Okay.
They were played the song, then given some time to work through the song, and then this is the part of the song that they came up with.
Sexy bass. Okay, that's cool. This would be one of those things if I was like there and they're playing that. I'd be like, I know this song sounds familiar. I know this song sounds familiar until they hit that hey, wait part.
They nailed it.
I've always said that Nirvana is one of those bands that like I just don't really feel like anyone should cover. Like there's certain bands like I feel like Tool is kind of like that unless you put a weird and strange twist to it. Like I always loved Tori Amos's cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh yeah.
Because it was just different and unique, but when you try and sound just like the band, it just man, they did it so well, you don't need to try and do it again.
For sure.
Although I think was it Limp Bizkit? I don't know if they're going to do it when they come here to the White River Amphitheater next week, which we're all going to be at. It's going to be a blast. Because they've been covering Nirvana on their tour.
They've got to do it in Seattle.
They've done Come As You Are and also Heart-Shaped Box.
You got to think they're going to do Nirvana when they're here, right?
And Smells Like Teen Spirit.
They have. You're right.
It seems like they switch it up every night, which one do you think they're going
to
do here?
I mean, I think they have to do a full medley.
Oh, okay. You know what? They should just cover Nirvana. They don't even play Limp Bizkit songs.
Problem is, I don't really know if they do it all that great. You know, it's okay. I think I found a clip of them doing Heart Shaped Box.
Wait a minute. This is not our band.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to risk it with Fred. No. Yeah.
You know. I had the exact same thought.
Honestly, it doesn't sound that bad. Do you not like it?
No, it's not awful, but I'd like to see him try and hit like the screaming parts.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll see that on Tuesday, Steve.
Oh, man, a boy could dream. A boy could dream.
They were certainly the stars of the Olympics, especially for the metal community. Joe Duplantier from Gojira is going to join us to chat about performing at the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Paris.
It was one of the most metal moments, I think, in metal history.
It had the hair standing up on the back of my neck and my horns were in the air.
Fire, decapitated heads, I mean, rain, what looked like blood turned out to be red streamers.
What more could you ask for?
Nothing.
We're going to chat with Joe at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we here on the Daily Mix Show were super enthralled with everything that happened during the Olympic Games, but it all really started with what went down at that opening ceremony.
Started off with the most metal thing ever.
And that would be Gojira.
Gojira.
We are joined this morning by Joe Duplantier from Gojira. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you? For me, it's not the morning, but good morning anyway.
Oh, man. How are you feeling after everything that happened? I mean, I don't even know if you could put that in like a dream or a hope that one day we'll get to perform at the Olympics. There'll be severed heads. There'll be fire. We'll be hanging from a building and we're going to melt people's faces with our metal. That had to have been such a surreal and extreme experience for you.
It is indeed. Yeah. We didn't apply for this, you know, just you can't apply to play the Olympics. It just happens to you. Or it doesn't. And we got a phone call. You guys want to perform at the Olympic ceremony? And we said, heck yeah. So that happened. And until it really happened, I wasn't sure what was going on. Like, is this going to even be a cool thing? Or is it going to be weird? Are we going to look ridiculous? Are they going to try to police what we write and what we say and how we dress? I don't know, you know? So we had to give an answer. We said yes, of course. Just for the it's so incredible and out of proportion. Got excited, but still didn't know if it was going to be cool. And it turned out pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
So I'm really, now I can say confidently it was the right decision.
I think we expected the metal fans would explode with so much enthusiasm watching Gojira do what you guys did. But then you got this onslaught of new fans and new followers and your streams went through the roof. How has it been these past couple of weeks with all of these newfound followers and appreciators of what you guys were doing at the Olympics?
Well, my life didn't change much, you know. It's and I got busy right away. I'm here in Copenhagen protesting in front of the parliament to try to get Captain Paul Watson out of a tricky situation. So I didn't really have time to digest really what happened with the Olympics, but rather trying to surf the wave that I created, and people are paying attention to the band and talking about the band. So I'm sort of using that wave to fight the good fight.
What is the tricky situation, if you don't mind me asking, that you're in the middle of right now?
Paul Watson, co-founder of Greenpeace back in the early 70s, and he's a legend. Mm-hmm. He started his career about 45 years ago, interfering boats, whalers, illegal, by placing himself between the harpoons and the whales. So it's a pretty dangerous thing that he's been doing his entire life. He's one of my personal heroes. I don't have many heroes. He might be my only personal hero for his attitude and commitment. And he pissed off all the nations that are continuing to illegally kill whales. So he got sick of the situation. He says, I have to do something because I see these beautiful mammals that everybody loves, by the way. Everybody loves whales. We don't want to see whales being killed and disappearing from this planet. Well, how sad would it be, first of all? And then the entire ecosystem would be completely disrupted. There was this sort of a loophole in a law that was passed in 1986 by all the nations of Earth, and Japan just ignored it. And they found a loophole, and that says that you're allowed to kill 3 or 5 whales per year for research purpose. Using this loophole, they would go and just fish thousands of whales and go to sanctuaries and stuff, because there's zero enforcement in the sea. There was a bit of an incident, and Japan claims that he hurted somebody with a stink bomb that he threw on the deck of a ship. Turns out it wasn't him that threw the stink bomb. But it's a bunch of there's layers and layers and layers of things that don't match and don't make any sense. And 14 years later, after the facts, Japan wants to imprison him for 15 years for throwing a stink bomb and cutting a fishing net. The law says when you damage property, you should be fined for half of the value of the property. In this particular case, the fishing net was an $800 fishing net. So what he should have is a fine for $400 if he did it. I'm not even talking about the fact that he's interfering in illegal activity that is destroying an endangered species. So I heard about this. He's in jail for since more than 3 weeks now in Greenland, that is ruled by Denmark. It's a complicated case, but I'm almost done talking about explaining the thing. But what happened a month ago is that Denmark arrested him, but it was a preventive arrest. Basically, Paul Watson is one man that is slowing down the entire illegal activity of killing all the whales left in the oceans. He's a pain in the ass for the Japanese whalers. So he's been arrested by Denmark, and now Japan is asking for his extradition towards Japan, where they're planning to put him in jail for 15 years, and he's 73 years old. Ouch. So it's fair to say that it's probably a life sentence at this point. And he's a friend of mine. I met him several times. I sent an email to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Justice, didn't receive an answer. So I found a way to get in the parliament, because one of the parliament members is a metalhead and Gojira fan. So
perfect.
The doors were open all of a sudden. Yes. So I got,
well, I love that you're using your platform for so much good. Obviously, your platform has grown exponentially, because there were 29 million viewers on the Olympic opening ceremony. It was the highest viewed event in French TV history. That's just unbelievable.
It's so crazy that it's almost like I can't think about it, really. It blows my mind, you know what I mean?
We're talking with Joe from Gojira. And Joe, if you don't mind, if we could just take a quick break, play a song. We do have a bunch more questions about the Olympic experience, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
We will have more with Joe from Gojira after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us this morning, we have been chatting with Joe Duplantier of Gojira on the heels of such an amazing Olympics opening ceremony buzz.
I mean, it blows my mind, you know what I mean? And I think I will probably need a few weeks and be out in the world, in the music world. We're about to go on tour with Korn to hear more about it and to see the reactions, the reaction of the fans, and maybe listen to that song again, and then maybe watch the ceremony for the first time, actually.
Well, I think I read something that was the first time they had rain in an opening ceremony in like 40 or 50 years. Did you guys have to take extra precautions? You know, because you guys were basically hanging out of windows. Did you have to take extra safety precautions because of the weather? Or obviously it was very dangerous in general to be hanging out of the windows, but what did you guys have to do?
There was no extra precaution due to the rain, but it was already very safe. We were, you know, we had harnesses, you know, we had, I had this big belt. It didn't make it very easy to play guitar with a belt. But there was a bunch of professionals around us, and we were placed on these platforms 15 minutes before the song kicked in, and it started to rain as soon as we got on the platform. I had makeup, I had my hair done in a certain way and everything, and it was weird to stand under the rain for 15 minutes waiting for the click and, you know. So it was pretty impressive. We didn't get to rehearse on the platform. We rehearsed many, many times together in our rehearsal room. We had rehearsals with the National Orchestra of Paris, of France, I suppose. La creme of the classical music in France. So we had several specific rehearsals. One of them was we were 250 people in a room rehearsing. So every aspect of this thing was completely mind-blowing. And I didn't know what to think, like I said earlier, about this whole thing. Are we going to be like super criticized? Are people going to talk, commentators talking over the music? We're not used to that kind of stuff, you know? So I was really full of questions. And the way it turned out, I'm super, super glad. The athletes representing, you know, each country was on had a boat. I remember Canada was floating, like passing by, and they were all, you know, waving. And at some point I did this, and a lot of them did this. And it was incredible to interact physically from so high, from so far, and seeing so many people at the same time, and jets in the sky blowing pink smoke and water from bridges. I could see the whole Paris. And I was actually born in Paris, never lived in Paris, just when I was a baby until I was 6 months. But it was also very emotional to stand on this thing in front of the conciergerie with all these incredible musicians. And I could go on forever talking about this, but that was a powerful moment. Yes,
I definitely wanted to, you mentioned about like you didn't know how the announcers are going to be, because I know in every country they have different announcers. Have you heard the American side of it? When I have the audio of it, if you haven't, but there's, you guys are up there, you know,
please send it to me.
I'll play you the audio, because Kelly Clarkson is one of the announcers, is a singer around here, of course, and her reaction might have been the most pure. And I don't know, man. If I'm in a metal band and I'm doing what I'm doing, you get this kind of reaction, you got to have a big smile on your face. I'll play you a little bit of it just so you can hear what it sounded like.
What? Oh my gosh! We just went metal after Les Mis, after Can Can.
Yeah, we did.
Isn't that amazing? Her when she went, what?
What? That's what I'm looking for. That's what we're looking for every time we play, you know? We love to be the underdog or the black sheep in any event.
Oh, man. Did they even could spell it out for you when you said, okay, we'll do this? And you're like, okay, we're going to put you up in these buildings. We're going to hang you. You're going to be held on by harnesses. It's going to be fired. There's going to be all this. Or did you just show up and you're like, wait, we're performing right here?
We had many meetings with the official composer of the whole ceremony, Victor Lemann, who's a very talented, very open-minded French composer. And he just let us do our thing. Nice. So he gave us, you know, sort of a frame, a tempo, sort of a theme. It was based on this, you know, classic song from the Revolution, but we completely destroyed it, dismantled it. And then just at the end, there's a little hint of the melody, but we made it minor instead of major to make it more metal and slow it down. So it's almost unrecognizable. But there's still the spirit of the song through the whole thing. When they said, oh, by the way, you're going to be on sort of balconies on La Conciergerie, which is a very important monument in France. And I couldn't, my mouth was open. I was, my jaw was dropping when they were explaining what was going to happen. I'm like, wait, what? So when it did happen, I'm like, these mofos made it happen somehow. It's freaking happening in front of me. And until the last second, the strongest moment was, other than just standing there for 15 minutes under the rain, was the moment where all the red streamers were blown in the sky. I have this clear vision because they were floating in a certain way because of the rain. They were sort of heavy and standing straight and moving slowly towards me with the wind. And I had this, I was playing and I saw all these like red lines coming to me and I was sort of dodging them. Whoa. While playing. And I'm like, what the heck? It felt like I was under seawater and going through algaes or something. It was really incredible.
Joe Duplantier of Gojira, we're so happy that we got to chat with you this morning. We're excited to see you. Korn, Gojira, hitting the road. You guys are going to be at our Tacoma Dome just down the road from here on October 10th. And people can get more info at KISW.com under our events page. Congratulations on everything related to the Olympics. It was such a blast to watch you guys. And thank you for putting metal on the market like that.
Yes.
Oh, one last question.
No, I'm very excited.
Well, and yes. How soon until we get the Snoop Dogg Gojira collaboration?
Anytime, bring it, baby. I'm ready.
Awesome, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys. And especially listening to my story about what's happening with Paul Watson is so dear to my heart. I love planet Earth.
Yeah, of course. I've seen it all over your Instagram. You've been such a wonderful advocate in that space, and I super appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking some time out, man. That was a real blast getting to chat with you. And definitely, thank you for sharing all of that.
Thank you, guys.
Rockaholics, we are so excited that we have partnered up with Mary's Place for another year to help put brand new shoes on local children in need. We call it Kicks for Kids, and any amount will help. As these kids get ready to go back to school, giving them that boost of confidence is everything.
We've seen Rockaholics donate $5, even $1. $100, $69 if you want to join the 69 Club, $500, whatever you can afford. $50 buys a brand new pair of sneakers for a child. $100 buys a brand new pair of sneakers for a teen. And they get to pick out which sneakers they want to purchase, which I think is really cool.
In Mary's Place, they have over 400 kids living in their shelters right now. Our goal is $20,000, so let's hit it and then let's blow it out of the water. You can get more info at KISW.com. I would like someone to give us a call right now if they think they can do what someone this morning was not able to do, and that was beat Migs. It was a tie this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So his record is 226 wins, 69 losses, and 37 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.